This is the big cheese here with MPS Voices. In the United States, 7.8% of high school students or 1.2 million students admit to vaping. Minneapolis Public Schools is taking big steps in order to lower these numbers. Today, I am chatting with Dr. Megan Hickey, Executive Director of Student Support Services, about how MPS Public Schools are starting a new program to lower the vaping rates further among its students. Thanks for joining me, Megan. The first question that I have for you today is, when did MPS start a pilot vaping detection program?
Thank you so much for having me today. I'm so happy to be able to share some information with you. Like you said, the ways that Minneapolis Public Schools is supporting our students around vaping behavior. So we started this pilot program last spring, actually. We were fortunately granted some money from the bipartisan Safer Communities Stronger Connections grant, which is a mouthful for sure. But it's an opportunity that we got from MDE to provide students with a safer and healthier learning environment. So our funds came in the fall of 2023, and we started working on this project plan. So last spring, we were able to install vape detectors at 4 pilot schools: Anderson Middle School, Ann Wotton Middle School, Camden High School, and Roosevelt High School. And the vape detectors were turned on this fall when we launched the program with our students, our staff, and our families.
Awesome. This is really exciting. To follow that up, how do these detectors work?
Yeah, so they're cool. They are installed on the ceilings in our school bathrooms and areas that are difficult to actively supervise. Most people wouldn't even really notice that the vape detectors are there. They look similar to smoke detectors or other things that are in our school ceilings. When the devices notice smoke vapor, the things that are emitted from a vaping device, they send a text alert and an email to staff. Staff are then able to intervene and support the students that are engaging in the vaping behavior. They work on all sorts of types of vapes, including other substances such as THC, and they'll also detect like traditional tobacco smoke.
Why do you think it's so important that MPS started this pilot program?
That's a great question. Our goal of this project is to really make all of our students feel safer in our school bathrooms. We have a lot of students reporting to us that they don't feel comfortable using restrooms at school because of other students' vaping behavior. So what we are trying to really do is offer supports to the youth that are engaging in this behavior and also allow the students who are having difficulty feeling safe in the bathrooms to feel more comfortable using them. We're really committed to exploring the strategies that are going to help assist all of our students, and this program is one of those strategies. We're also increasing the access to our licensed drug and alcohol counselors so that students who need supports are getting them right in the moment.
Once again, this is the Big Cheese here with MPS Voices. I'm here to talk with Dr. Megan Hickey, Executive Director of Student Support Services, about the new vaping detection pilot program that just started through the MPS Public Schools. The next question that I have for you, Megan, is how do you think that the vaping detection pilot program is working so far?
Yeah, it's still really new, so we're working out some of the kinks. Our administrators are really reporting that they like the ability to support students in a more proactive way. We're really hopeful that as the year goes on, we'll see a decrease in the number of vaping incidents in our schools and an increase in supports for students who needed them. Right now, we don't really have enough information to determine how it's working yet, but I deeply hope that we see fewer students reporting feelings of insecurity in school bathrooms and much more comfort as our year goes on in these pilot schools.
I hope the same as well. So the last question that I have for you today is, as long as we're on the topic of student wellness, can you tell us anything about the Help Me app? What is it and who is it for?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking. I'm so happy to be able to share a little bit more about the Help Me app. It's a great opportunity to get resources or to report concerns. It's available to anyone in the MPS community 24/7, 365. So if you're a community member, a student, a caregiver, or a staff, you can download the tool onto a smartphone or go to a web browser to report any sort of concern that you're having or to get resources. It's available in multiple languages and is accessible, like I mentioned, at any time.
I just wanted to say thanks again for taking the time to chat with me about this new pilot program that you're starting. I wish you well throughout the year with that. This has been The Big Cheese with Dr. Megan Hickey.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really grateful for the opportunity to share information about the ways that we're supporting students in MPS.